Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
31089.
31089.
Mm-hmm.
We have first and last name, please.
Sandra Jackman, Jackman.
Thank you. One moment while I locate that account, please.
Okay.
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Thank you.
All right, and thank you for holding for security purposes of the account. Can you verify your address, please?
303 East Church Street, Tennille, Georgia. That's Tennille. Zip code 31089.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for ByteHub, if I can help you.
Yes, ma'am. I guess I had no business messing around on the internet. And, you know, I don't know if this is a scam or not. But anyway, it said that I had won the Tilt-Head KitchenAid mixer for $2. And so I put my card in to pay for it like a dummy. And it charged me $59. And I want my money back, but that's not what they said.
All right, looks like enrolled in a sweepstake.
Excuse me?
Looks like enrolled in a sweepstake.
What that mean?
Will you pay $1 or $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson bag?
No, yeah, no. I called the bank and it's already authorized, so I need you to refund my money some kind of way. I don't want an iPad. I don't want none of that. And it's not $2. It's $59 and whatever. They authorized my card I got a text. They authorized it for $59.89. And it says Healthy Trismus or whatever. So what do I need to do to get the charge negated?
All right. Well, yeah, that's why I said this was a part of that sweepstake. Now, this Instagram app provides you with different information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings to help eat and feel better. I can give you a monthly rate of $20.
Okay, stop right there. And I'm not trying to be rude. My only question is, I'm not interested in none of that. I want to know, who do I contact to get my money back?
All right. We're the only ones that you're going to assist with. Would you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
Go ahead and get it closed out. Just bear with me.
Excuse me?
I'll go ahead and get it closed out. Just bear with me.
Okay.
Would you allow more mom, please?
Thank you, dear. I appreciate your help.
All right. So I was able to close out the account for you, and as a one-time courtesy, I issued a 35% refund, and you'll receive a 3 to 5 business days.
A 35% refund?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, that's a courtesy refund. I mean, because it is non-refundable.
So how much did you submit back?
I'm sorry?
How much is it that you closed it out with? How much money am I going to get back? And I appreciate your help. Don't get me wrong. It's not your fault for me being stupid on the internet. It's totally not your fault. How much are you refunding me back? 35% of what? The $59?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much is that equivalent to?
I'm sorry?
And how much is that?
Give me 1 second. $20.96.
All right, now is there someone else I can speak to besides? And I appreciate your help, ma'am. Don't get me wrong, but this, you know, like I said, I was stupid. You know, that's my fault. But this should not be. You know, when you they tell you one thing, so is there anybody else I can speak to?
Well, I'm gonna provide you the same information.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm going to provide you the same information.
You said your supervisor will provide me with the same information?
I said we're all going to provide you, yeah, we're all going to provide you the same information.
So that there has to be somebody else, you know, that you all actually report to.
All right, give me 1 second, please.
I'm sorry?
Give me one moment, please.
Thank you, dear.
Just allow me one moment, please.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate your help.
All right, so I'll go ahead and make it a 50% refund, and that's half of your money back.
All right, I appreciate your help. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go on the website that they have, and I'm just going to, and I appreciate your help, Kaylin, I really, really do. But I am going to report to the Better Business Bureau, and I won't mention your name. Well, I will mention your name and tell them that you were very helpful as far as giving me a refund. Because I appreciate that. I know that you didn't have to do that, and I really do appreciate it. But, you know, I work too hard to be scammed. It's unbelievable. But like I said, my fault for being stupid. Yeah, stay off the internet. But I have a telephone number and everything, and I also have the, you know, the information. I had screenshotted it, so I do have that information for this company, just takes your money. So I will go ahead and, you know, and you said it takes 3 to 7 business days?
3 to 5 business days. Okay. I'll go ahead and make it a full refund. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Won't you allow me one moment, please?
Thank you for your help.
No problem. All right, so I did go ahead and get it fully refunded, and you receive a 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you, Kayla. I really appreciate your help. I really do.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.